Welcome to Hot Topics on GraceNetRadio.com. Hot Topics is a ministry of gospel on the go from Croatia with the U.S. support team at Lighthouse of Life Church in South Florida. Each week, join Dr. Andrew Vuksic and his guests in Croatia as they discuss the hot topics of the day dealing with theology, culture, and more, all relevant to Christians worldwide. The opinions expressed on the program are those of the hosts and guests and not necessarily those of GraceNet Radio. Now from Croatia, your host of Hot Topics, Andrew Vuksic on GraceNetRadio.com.
Hello, hello, everybody, and welcome to Hot Topics, where today we will be doing part two of a topic we discussed last time. The question being, is the canon open or closed? And if you were with us on the last show, you'll recall that the canon basically describes the totality of the 66 books of the Bible. Those 66 books in their totality are called the canon or measure of Scripture. Those 66 books are the fully inspired authoritative words of God. We know that God gave us His written revelation. His written revelation, which is God's objective and propositional truth, which means that God's truth does not come from within us. It is not something intuitive that comes from within us. Rather, God's truth comes from outside of us. It comes from God. It is objective and propositional. And therefore, that means whether a person believes or does not believe that God's word is God's word means nothing. God's word still is God's word. And God's word does not become God's word to us once we believe it. It is always God's word because it came to us from outside of us. It is His objective and propositional truth. God's word is verbally inspired. God, in 2 Timothy 3:16, inspired. All Scripture is inspired by God. God is the source of His Scripture. And therefore, we believe that all Scripture is inerrant without any mistake, listen very carefully, in the original manuscripts. We also believe that God's Word is infallible, meaning that it is the only infallible rule of faith and living. God's Word is infallible in that it directs us in the proper direction. It directs us towards holy living. It is infallible in that. It's not going to direct us in a way that we shouldn't go. It is not going to direct us in a way where we sin against God. Okay? God's Word, therefore, is God's written revelation given to us as His humans, 66 books of the canon, and God worked through human authors. So we believe in what is called dual authorship. God is the source. He inspired His words, but He worked through approximately 40 human authors for them to pen down what we have today, the Bible. Now, God did not use robots. He allowed these human authors, He worked through them, through their personalities, through their different writing styles. But God, as source of His Scripture, is also the superintendent of His Scripture, key word, which means that men wrote as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit, 2 Peter 1, verses 20 and 21. Humans did not come up with their own ideas when it came to the Scriptures. Man did not write according to his own will or desires? No. God inspired the Scriptures. He's the source. He worked through human authors, their personalities and their different writing styles, but God superintended it all. He protected what was penned, and therefore there are no errors in the original. And so what we have, and I just wanted to do a quick review on that, what we have in the 66 books of the Bible are the canon. Now, the question is the canon open, meaning is there going to be new revelation from God, or is the canon closed, meaning that the 66 books that we have are the full and final, once for all time, God-inspired, written revelation to us? What do you guys think? Now, again, Last time we discussed the 14 spurious books of the Apocrypha, which the Catholic Church, as well as the Orthodox Church, which they say are part of the canon. Therefore, they don't believe that the canon is limited to 66 books. They add the additional 14 books of the Apocrypha, meaning that their canon is 80 books. Now, we do not agree with that. We openly and vehemently reject those 14 books of the Apocrypha. We do not believe that they are inspired by God. The early Hebrew Jews did not, Hebraic Jews did not believe that they were inspired by God. They were not originally included in the Old Testament canon of the Hebraic Jews. So therefore, we don't agree with that. We don't believe those 14 books of the Apocrypha are a part of the canon. The New Testament apostles never quoted or cited the words from the Apocrypha. Jesus never cited the words from the Apocrypha, and therefore that's why we reject them. Now, the Apocrypha gives us some good history, especially during that 400-year silent period between the Old and New Testament, where we have great historical understanding about the Maccabees and how they protected God's people and the nation and so forth. But again, we do not look at the books of the Apocrypha as the inspired, authoritative words of God. So putting that aside, let's go back to our original question. The 66 books of the Bible, the canon of God, which the early church received and recognized, did not vote for or choose or create the canon, received and recognized. The question is the canon closed? Or can we expect God to verbally inspire a 67th book of the Bible, 68th book of the Bible, and so forth? Hopefully you're shaking your head no and saying absolutely not. And you are correct in what you are saying, because God makes it very clear in Revelation chapter 22, the very end of the Bible, the last chapter of the Bible, verses 18 and 19. God says, "I warn everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this scroll, if anyone adds anything to them," meaning to the written revelation, the 66 books of the Bible, God says he will add to that person the plagues described in this scroll. If anyone takes words away from this scroll of prophecy, God will take away from that person any share in the tree of life and in the holy city which are described in this scroll. So God makes very clear that the 66 books of the Bible are God's full and final revelation to us. In fact, in Jude, right before Revelation, Jude, only one small little chapter, Jude, the half-brother of Jesus, who became a believer after the resurrection of Christ, Jude talks about in verse 3 that the faith, the words of truth, the words of the Bible, he describes them as once for all entrusted to God's holy people. And what he says in the Greek, once for all, the Greek word is hapax, once for all time, meaning that what we have are God's words of truth that have been given to us once for all time. Again, Scripture itself is telling us we cannot expect, nor should we even attempt to expect, God to give additional written revelation, okay? Meaning there will not be a 67th book of the Bible that comes after the book of Revelation. There won't be a 68th and so forth. Now, again, you think about many religions today. Well, how did they start? They claim that they received new revelation from God. New revelation that they say was given to them, even though this was long after the book of Revelation was complete, where God said, don't add or don't take away. For instance, Muhammad, he received supposedly his revelation from the angel Gabriel, which was given by Allah, supposedly. That revelation, that new revelation, was given, what, 500 years after God had made this statement in Revelation 22, do not add to the words of this prophecy. Mormons, Joseph Smith, same thing. He added, he says he received new revelation, again from an angel. And that revelation was supposedly given to him 1,800 years after Revelation chapter 22, when God said, do not add to these words. In fact, again, as you look through most of the cults throughout history, you see that one common theme throughout all these cults is they have supposedly received new revelation. They've added to God's already hapax, final, once for all time, given words of truth, or they've taken away from God's canon. Okay? So, we vehemently deny that the canon that we have is open and that God will give new written revelation. Would you agree with that? Now, let me ask you this. Even though you agree that God will not give new written revelation, do you believe that God still gives new verbal revelation? In other words, does God still speak to you? Whether it's in your dreams, maybe in visions, maybe through your intuition, some sort of feeling, some sort of mystical communion you have with God. Do you believe that God still speaks in a verbal way? Now, maybe it's not an audible, loud voice, but nevertheless, have you ever said, well, God told me? And have you said that? And were you referring to God speaking to you outside of the Bible? Have you ever said, well, God said to me in a dream. God said to me in a vision. God said to me in my heart. God said to me in this feeling. God said to me. If you've ever said that, do you understand what you're saying? You are saying that God's canon is not closed. Now, you may say that he doesn't give any new written revelation, but what you are saying by saying that God's speaking to you outside the Bible today, you're saying that God gives new verbal revelation. Friends, that's new revelation. That's no different than what Muhammad said. That's no different than what Joseph Smith said. That's new revelation. What you're saying is that God still speaks outside of his canon. And by saying that God speaks outside of his canon, what you are saying is that God continues to give, keyword, new revelation. Now, here's my question. If God is giving new revelation, how can you confirm that's from God? We'll talk more about that after the break.
You're listening to Hot Topics with Dr. Andrew Vuksic from his church location in Croatia. Hot Topics is a ministry of gospel on the go with a support team at Lighthouse of Life Church in South Florida, where each week Andrew gives the Word of God via live webcast. For more information about service times and directions to Lighthouse of Life Church in South Florida, please find a link to their site at gracenetradio.com. And now, back to Hot Topics. Here again is Dr. Andrew Vuksic.
Hello, hello, everybody, and welcome back to Hot Topics, where we just were starting to get sizzling hot right before the break. Again, the big question is this. This is part two of our two-part series. Is the canon, the 66 books of the Bible, which is called the canon, is the canon today open or is it closed? Do we believe that God continues to give new revelation outside or in addition to the 66 books of the Bible? Or do we believe that the canon is closed, that God does not give new revelation outside of the Bible? Now, most of us will agree that, again, God does not give new written revelation. In other words, God's not going to give us book number 66 of the Bible, or 67 of the Bible, 68 of the Bible, and so forth. I think most Christians would agree with that, I hope. So they agree that God does not give new written revelation, but I think a lot of Christians are confused when it comes to God giving verbal revelation outside the Bible. For instance, when somebody says, well, I heard from God, and they say this not based on hearing the Word of God or reading the Word of God, but instead what they say is, well, you know, I had a dream last night and I heard from the Lord. Well, friends, by saying that, what you're saying is that God is giving new revelation outside the Bible. And some people say, well, you know, the Lord told me. I hear this all the time from Christians. The Lord told me. Well, when they say that, and they haven't opened the Bible first and read the word of the Lord, but instead, they were on a walk and somehow intuitively, they heard the Lord speak to them, friends, that's new revelation from God. That is God giving new revelation outside of the 66 books of the Bible, which is the canon of God. And so I think a lot of well-meaning Christians who love the Lord, get confused. I think, you know, again, especially there in the United States. I mean, I remember when I lived there, I heard this all the time. Well, the Lord told me, or I heard from the Lord. I had a dream from the Lord, a vision from the Lord. No, you didn't. And I say that respectfully, but you need to understand that. God does not speak outside of his canon. If he did, that would be called new revelation. And that would go against what God said in the book of Revelation chapter 22, when he warned humans, do not add to this book. Do not take away words from this book. Well, God warns humans to not add new revelation to his already closed canon, 66 books of the Bible. Well, if God makes that warning and then God himself goes and does it, well then, wait a second. God's will is going against God's word. Well, that's a problem, and that does not happen. And so when Christians say, oh, God spoke to me, again, I think they're well-meaning Christians and they love the Lord, but they just don't understand what they're saying. When you say that God spoke to you in a vision, in a dream, you're saying that you're receiving private, new, special revelation from God outside of his word. Not only that, does that go against what God says, but friends, you have no way to confirm that you heard from the Lord. You have nothing to base it on. For instance, how do I know that Jesus is the only way, the only truth, and the only life, and that no one comes to the Father except through Jesus? How do I know that? Well, Andrew, you heard from the Lord. Exactly. How did I hear from the Lord? I heard from the Lord as I was reading John 14:6, which is included in the canon of Scripture, God's full and final written revelation. And the reason why I can say that the Lord spoke, and the reason why I can be certain that what I just said, that Jesus is the only way, truth, and life, no one comes to the Father except through him, is because I can confirm it in the written revelation of God. How do I know that anyone who wants to live a godly life will be persecuted? How do I know that? 2 Timothy 3:12 says that. 2 Timothy 3:12, which is included in the canon of Scripture. You see, God speaks to his people through the Word of God and by the power of the Holy Spirit. And you can't divorce the two. And when people say, okay, I heard from the Lord, yet they supposedly heard from the Lord outside of the Word of God, what they're doing is they're divorcing the Spirit of God and the Word of God. They're saying the Spirit of God spoke to me. But wait a second, the Spirit of God does not speak apart from the Word of God. So you can't divorce that which God has united. No, God speaks to us today, Christian, through his fully, once for all given word of truth, the 66 books of the Bible, the canon of Scripture. In fact, how do we know that? Just Hebrews chapter 1. The writer of Hebrews says, in the past, verse 1, God spoke to our ancestors through the prophets at many times and in many various ways. Well, of course he did. God did speak to people in dreams. We see book of Daniel. Daniel had many dreams. God spoke to people in visions. Even the apostle Paul had a vision to go to Macedonia and preach the gospel. God's word would come to the prophets. The word of the Lord came to Jeremiah. The word of the Lord came to Ezekiel. Yes, in the past, God spoke to his people in many ways and in many various times. That's because the 66 books of the Bible, the canon, were not yet finished. But once the 66 books were finished, Revelation 22, God said, no, that's it. Do not add any more words to this. Do not take any away. And in the past, God spoke to his people in various ways at various different times, such as visions, dreams, direct revelation, special revelation, and so forth. But in these last days, verse 2, God has spoken to us by his Son, Jesus Christ, the Word of God who became flesh and dwelt among us, Jesus Christ who spoke the words of God to his people, Jesus Christ, the ascended King seated at the right hand of the Father and the Son sent God the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost, God the Holy Spirit who not only is with his people but lives within them, God the Holy Spirit who reminded the apostles of the words of Christ, as Jesus had promised in John chapter 15 and John chapter 16, the Holy Spirit then inspired the word of God working through human authors so that what we have are the words of God. God speaks to his people today through the word of Christ, the Bible. In fact, in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, the Apostle Paul says very clearly in verse 16, we have the mind of Christ. What's he talking about there? Well, you just read chapter 2, the whole context. He's talking about the word of God. So Christian, in the past, God spoke to his people in various different ways until the canon of Scripture was closed. But in these last days, he speaks to us by his Son through the power of the Spirit, the Word of God. And we have the mind of Christ. In other words, Scripture is the only infallible rule of faith and practice and of living. How do you know how you should live as a Christian? The Word of God tells you. How do you know what you shouldn't do as a Christian? The Word of God tells you. How do you know who you should marry as a Christian? The Word of God does not tell you the exact name of the person. But the Word of God does tell you you should not be unequally yoked, right? There you go. The Word of God tells you that a husband should love his wife the same way Christ loved the church. The Word of God tells you that a wife should submit to her husband as unto the Lord. So we see that, but nowhere in the Bible does the Word of God say, you are to marry this person. The Lord told you. No, 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 no. And that's what creates confusion. Look, the Word of God did not tell me to come to Croatia and start a ministry here. I didn't hear any outside voices. I didn't have any like visions and dreams and all that stuff. How'd I end up in Croatia? Well, the one thing I know is this, Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20, Jesus said, go and make disciples of all nations. So I know that from the Word of God. But nowhere in the Bible does it say that I'm supposed to come to Croatia. Well, Andrew, how did you come to Croatia? Providence. God's sovereignty. How does God move his people to accomplish his will today? If God does not speak to us outside of the canon, it's called providence. What do I mean by that? I knew Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20, go and make disciples of all nations. But that's a pretty general statement, right? Doesn't say in that passage, Croatia in particular, or specifically. But I knew that it was God's will for God's people to go throughout the world to make disciples, preaching the gospel and teaching people to obey God's truth. So I knew that was God's will. But I didn't know if that was exactly God's will for me to live South Florida. I certainly didn't know if it was God's will for me to come to Croatia. Well, then how did I end up here? Through providence. Circumstances that God in his infinite wisdom and according to his foreordained plan had put in place. For instance, God allowed me to become an ordained pastor and serve in a church that was very mission-minded, mission-oriented. I had the privilege of going on many mission trips. Unbeknownst to me, God was using that in his providence to prepare me to come to Croatia. God also gave me a wonderful wife, Danielle, who was extremely mission-minded. She was willing to leave the United States, leave the comforts of South Florida, great position she had in a large church there, and to come with me as her new husband and to start this venture here 8 years ago. You see, that was God in his providence. He brought the exact woman I needed to be able to accomplish the call he had planned for me. Providence. When we first came here, it was brutal. Visa issues were a nightmare. Well, you know what the Lord allowed me to do? Most people have to wait 8 to 10 years to get their Croatian citizenship, which then allows them to be able to do things they need to do. I was able to get mine within 1 year. How did that work? Providence. That opened doors for me able to start the organization here. God ended up bringing me young men from the Balkans. I didn't know who they were. They didn't know who I was. Somehow they end up contacting me and boom, eventually they ended up becoming our staff here after they were trained. That's all God's providence. So God did not speak to me outside of the Bible 8 years ago and say, go to Croatia. God did not speak to me outside the Bible 8 years ago and say, marry Danielle. God did say in his word, it's not good for a man to be alone. God did allow me to see in his word character qualities of a godly woman that I said, wow, if there's a woman like that, I'd be interested in marrying her. And all of a sudden, it's like, ding, yeah, Danielle. Same thing again, coming here to Croatia. It's all of God's providence. How does God speak to you today, Christian? By his word of truth, the canon of Scripture, 66 books of the Bible. how does God lead you to accomplish his will and purpose for your life? Combination of God's word of truth and God's sovereign plan, whereby God in his providence moves you, creates circumstances, removes obstacles, or even allows obstacles to train you. God in his providence moves you. He doesn't speak to you in a dream. That's outside the Bible. He doesn't speak to you in a vision. That's outside the Bible. He moves you through the combination of his closed canon as you read his word of truth and as his word speaks to you by the power of the Spirit and through God's providence, the way he sets up circumstances, you end up accomplishing God's will for God's glory. Do not get caught up in the trap of saying, God spoke to me outside the Bible. Do not get caught up in the trap of saying, oh, I got a vision from God outside the Bible. Do not do that, because what you're saying is that God is giving you personal, special, new revelation. That goes completely against God's word. And friends, you have to understand something. That doesn't come from God. That comes from the enemy of God, the deceiver, Satan. I know that's a harsh statement, but you have to understand that. God is not going to speak to you in a way that contradicts what he said in the book of Revelation, where God said, do not add one word or take away one word from this canon. It is closed. So we do not believe that God speaks outside the canon. We believe God speaks through his word of truth, the books that are included in the canon. He speaks through his word by the power of the Spirit, and then he moves you in his providential care to accomplish his will for his glory. Doesn't mean it's always going to be a straight line the way he leads you, but he will get you to where he wants you to be. Why? Because he has foreordained everything for your life. That's the exciting part. Read the word of God, listen to the word of God, be humble, submissive, and obedient to the word of God, and allow the providence of God to lead you to places that you couldn't even dream about or imagine, all for his glory. God bless you all.
This has been Hot Topics with Dr. Andrew Vuksic. The views and opinions were those of the hosts and guests, and not necessarily those of GraceNet Radio or any of its staff, management, or affiliations. You can email Pastor Vuksic directly at pastorandrew@aol.com. Join us Sundays at 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. Eastern Time in the USA, or 3 p.m. and 9 p.m. in Croatia for Hot Topics, only on GraceNetRadio.com.